You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
We are in the Sefirah, it's called Hot Shevehot, and also your Lamnaseach. We are in Elohim. So Hot Shevehot, and then Elohim. So Elohim is mighty, and Hot Behot is triple mighty. So now, here the Gemara says that in the time of Rashbi, they never saw the rainbow. You follow? So the rainbow is a sign of
anger.
Right, so that means we're not behaving.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what the sign of the rainbow is. So now, if at the time of the Rashbi, they never saw the rainbow, so what does that mean?
Should that happen on
Shia? No. Rashbi had a zechut. He had a zechut to cancel the anger of Hashem.
Yes.
So today this is Hilula. Some say he passed away, and some say there are other reasons. Actually, somehow he didn't pass away today. So now, if today, that is, let's say the Hilula of Rashbi, and they didn't see the rainbow, should it be Rachamim Barachamim, or should it be Mighty, triple Mighty? Which one?
Mighty. Because he was mighty himself to create such an atmosphere in the whole world that there is...
No. To cancel out, to diffuse something that is mighty, what do you need?
You have to be mighty to cancel out the mighty.
I know, but what do you need to cancel out the mightiness?
No,
you're going to go head to head.
No.
No? No. We are obligated to mimatek it adini. What does it mean? We have to make it lenient, make it more soft, softer. Not make it harsher.
If you make yourself mighty, that becomes softer.
Fine, but if you're mighty, so you go against Hashem, you have to be rachamim. No, we're not talking about what he did. We'll get to that. But here today is Elohim, is mighty, and hot the hot. How many years he stayed in a cave?
13 years.
13.
Yes.
Is good.
Yes.
13. Good. So why 13 years? You can ask that too, but I ask first.
It's the 13 midot of Hashem. He corrected all the midot, he had to correct it in his...
Midot of Hashem, they don't need correction.
Well,
you can't say that. Yeah, you can't say. How many years Yosef went through suffering? 13 years. Yeah? It's good? Yosef HaSadiq went through suffering 13 years. Rashbi Alav Shalom went through suffering also 13 years. Good? Yosef 13 years. And then Rashbi also 13 years. So what happened after 13 years that Yosef HaSadiq went through suffering? Became a viceroy. What happened after Rashbi went through the suffering for 13 years? Well, he was known as the author of the Zohar, right?
Yeah, so. He's also a king. He's also a king.
King?
He's also a king, yeah.
Well, actually, whatever that was not given al Matan Torah, he presented it. So at Shavuot, al Matan Torah, whatever that we did not receive, so then he brought it out. So now, was it good that Yosef HaTzadik went through 13 years of suffering?
Yes.
Was it too fast? So was it good that Rashi went through suffering for 13 years?
Yes.
Yeah, it was good. So here today, we see an interesting point. That when Rashi, at the first time he came out of the Me'ara, from the cave, when was it, the first time?
12?
You said 13 years he was in the cave, right?
Went back for 1 year.
1 year or 2 years?
One year?
1 year, actually. Oh. So when he came out of the cave, what happened?
He was more mild. He wasn't as...
First time. Yeah.
He was doing
4th of July.
Yes. Exactly.
Why?
Because of the Kedusha, the knowledge of the Kedusha he has, he couldn't see people doing the wrong thing.
Ah, they were living early, and they were not coming to Mincha.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So now, what did Hashem tell him?
Go back.
Why?
Because they are not in your level.
So that means Hashem told them, you're making a mistake.
Yes.
No.
No?
He says you're making a mistake.
You have to learn how to cope with them.
When Hashem tells somebody to learn, that means he's making a mistake. But he was making a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So now we need some help here. How could it be an author of Zohar, a Kadosh, making a mistake? I'm sorry?
He didn't make a mistake.
No?
No.
So why Hashem told him going to go back?
To come down from the level that he was to how to deal with the people.
So when you now come down, you're not making a mistake?
No.
Everybody can make a mistake.
No?
Not
so you need to correct something.
Okay, yes.
So I mean you're making a mistake.
No?
So what are you doing?
It's not the will of Hashem to go that way. Hashem told him no, it's not the way I want you.
Let's say if it would not cause fire, would Hashem tell him to go back? So that means when he did whatever that was not supposed to do, Hashem says, you're not ready to come out. You have to go back to the cave.
Okay.
Good?
Yes.
All right. So now here, today he's teaching us that many times we have to realize we have to go back to the cave.
Where is that, home?
Huh?
Home?
No, cave. No, home, no, Chas v'Shalom. No, you're going to put the home now on fire. What do you mean, no? Chas v'Shalom. Cave! They call it Qar. Yeah, today he's teaching us that is Hod Behod and Midat Elokim. And that means we have a type of function, they call it, or features, they call it. You know, these things that you have it on your belt, it has a lot of features. So you have to filter it. You have to filter it. You cannot just rock and walk around with these things on your belt. Right? You cannot make a use out of it. So here today we learn, Rashbi Alav Shalom had to be adjusted.
Adjusted means that you're making a mistake.
Only
like adjusted
better. So now we'll tell you adjusted. So you have to be adjusted. So nicely, we don't tell you you're making a mistake.
That's better.
Yeah. But the same thing, but we'll tell you what you like. So that means you have to go to the cave. I don't know whatever it is that people tell you that you're told, you know, once, twice, 100 times. 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, but you say, you're not willing to accept I'm making a mistake. That's what today is all about.
They say you go to the cave. Why are you telling me to go to the cave?
Yeah, you're telling me to go together. Yeah, you go together. Yeah. Yes. Right, so here, you know, just we're doing a, you know, very quick experiment. Like, let's say, if the teacher walks in somewhere, like a class, it says 1 + 1. So the student say?
2.
2. So that means, what grade is this?
First level.
First grade. So then the teacher goes to another class and says 20 + 15. What do they respond?
Some of them respond 35. Some
35. So what grade is this?
Fourth grade.
Second, third. Okay. So now the teacher walks into another class. He says 250 plus 189.
That's 12th grade.
I have to think about this. 12th grade. So now let's say the teacher... But what was the total? They didn't tell me the total.
What was the number?
250 plus 189.
139.
I was like, so we have 12th grader here. So now, let's say the teacher walks into a place, he says 1,068 plus 2,428. And somebody answers! Who is that? Huh? Somebody answers.
The one is above the normal level.
He's a bookkeeper.
Oh, he's a bookkeeper.
He's a bookkeeper. Kala Kadosh, in life, that's how it is. People, they have a very, very hard time to realize you know better than them. Very, very hard time. And we see they become so violent. So out of control. But when the bookkeeper is there and tell you what the addition is, for you to digest this in the first grade, it's only not 2 plus 3 is 4 and 3 plus 2 is 5. So now you don't want to digest it. You don't want to understand it. So you know he knows better than me. And you just go on and on and on and on through your life. And you have this type of head that even holds that my head even greater than a Chodan. Chodan, you know, and nothing goes in there, nothing goes in there. But however you explain it, whatever you say, you know, how you try to
convince
him. Thank you. But doesn't get it. Why? Because he has such a sense, I know what I'm doing. I know, I have all the right to do this. John. Rashbi made a mistake. Oh, John, he made a mistake. You need to be adjusted. Rashbi, alav shalom, zechuta magan aleinu. Who are we to even dare to say such a thing? But here, this Gemara Shabbat, Aflamet Gimel, here, he brings, he came out of there. She said, what are you doing? You're destroying my world to destroy it. All these years, he's learning with Eliyahu and Avizahar Latov. Whatever the depth and the sodot of the Torah, he pulled it out. And not till 600 years ago, the Rabbeinu Ramak, Rabbeinu Moshe Cordovero, comes and tell us what it's all about. Nobody dare go close to it, to open Zohar HaKadosh. But he made a mistake. According to what he thought, that's the right thing to do. And you saying me, you telling me, you know what you're doing? No, you don't know what you're doing at all. At all, you're destroying your life, and destroying other people's life, and put people on a pain. People are running away from you. But you don't want to accept it. You don't want to accept it. People are running away from you. They cannot be next to you. Why? Because you don't want to accept. No, there's other options. There's other way to go through life. And that's what today is all about. Kala Kadosh. You have to ask Ribono Shel Olam that give you a right chokhmah. All of us, everybody, what the level that we have, we have to ask Ribono Shel Olam to guide us to do the right thing. Amen. Don't rely on your head. Because for sure, it smells like a korma sabzi. For sure. Every one of us. I mean, maybe not every day, but, you know. But the point of the matter here is that we have to accept that there are better options in life. It's not what we think. And that's what today the Hilula is all about. Shesuchuto yemaren aleinu.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.